This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hello, I'm here to spend some time with God together with you. You will never know what your life could have been if you don't spend time with God. Do you know that all the power and work and blessings of God flow through your life through your relationship with Him? If your relationship is growing and healthy and good, then the blessings of God are flowing through your life. But if your relationship with God is not growing, if it's stagnant and dry, then I can tell you already, you are not happy in your spiritual life. You're not growing. You're not progressing. You may be doing all the Christian activity, but that's not what you want, is it? You want a living relationship with God. You cannot build a relationship unless you spend time with God. Learn to do that. Relational time with God, listening to Him, responding to Him, talking to Him, asking Him questions, waiting for His guidance. We're looking this week at the pressure of the world in our lives. The Apostle Peter, when he wrote the book of 1 Peter and 2 Peter, was writing to people experiencing that pressure in a very real way. Here in 2 Peter chapter 1, he writes, starting in verse 2, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, seeing that His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness." Well, sin can be all around us, can't it? The pressure of this world. All you have to do is turn on your TV or switch radio stations or open up a magazine and it's right there in front of you, pressuring you, wanting to tempt you to change your way of thinking about what is important in life to the world's way of thinking about what is important in life. But although sin can be all around you, you don't have to take part in it. You can stand strong in God's strength. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, seeing that His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness. No matter what happens to you in life, no matter what pressure is put on you, you always have the choice of godliness. You're never overwhelmed. You remember God's promise in 1 Corinthians 10:13. God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but will, with the temptation, also provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Don't put yourself in the path of temptation. But if temptation does come along, turn to God. Focus your mind on your relationship with Him. Don't just focus your mind on trying to do what's right by your willpower. No, the power of God, remember, flows through the relationship. If you're being sorely tempted, focus on your relationship with God, on pleasing Him, on not hurting Him in any way, on loving Him, and you will find victory in your spiritual life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.